What is the message to those that are so enslaved in any aberrant behavior, be it, you know, homosexuality or any other sinful lifestyle that has just grabbed hold of them with a python grip and will not let them go? The fact of the matter is this: there is, as Sam said, deliverance available in Jesus Christ. Talk about that for a moment, if you would.
Well, I'd be happy to, and wish I had 20 minutes to flesh it out, but you know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 2:13 that the Word of God works effectually in the lives of those who believe it. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I would love to have the time to give illustrations. As it relates to homosexuality, when the Word of God was given, lives were changed. One case in point, real quickly. The predecessor of this program was called Truth Talk. It used to be on just two radio stations here in central Pennsylvania. It was live. And one day we were talking about this very thing, and a person who was a traveling salesman called in. He was a homosexual. And there on that radio program, the local station extended it for another hour. He and I talked back and forth. He became a Christian. He trusted Christ. His life was changed, and he started the ministry to bring homosexuals to Christ, and their lives were changed. Jesus can change the life of the one who calls upon his name. And if there's anyone today in the slavery of sin, specifically homosexuality, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you. He will. He'll give you forgiveness. He'll give you strength to go on. He'll give you victory over any sin that you may have in Christ.
First Corinthians,
a new creature.
Gary, thank you. 1 Corinthians 6:9, 10, and 11 is the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a multiplicity of things listed there, homosexuality being one of them. And it says that those who commit those acts will not enter the kingdom of God. But listen to 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you. But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is deliverance, forgiveness, a life free from enslavement to any sinful thing in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you do not yet know him, you can call upon him right where you are and receive him as your Lord and Savior.